The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are still coming to you live from the US of A. We are in New York City in Fitzpatrick's Hotel, and we are here reacting to a momentous decision made in this country last night and early into the hours of this morning. Donald Trump re-elected as President of the United States, defeating Kamala Harris in a race that captured global attention. It's the reason that we are here, and here in New York, in this country, in a landscape marked by economic challenges and social divides. Trump victory raises significant questions about the direction America is going to take over the next 4 years. Questions we are going to seek to answer between now and 7 o'clock. But I'm not actually in Fitzpatrick's Hotel in Manhattan. I'll be back there in just a moment. Right now I'm on the corner of 56th Street and 5th Avenue, and looming over my shoulder is Trump Tower. Early yesterday evening, crowds began to gather here. They are still here, and they are elated, many of them, with his election as president. Let's hear their take on that decision.
Go Ireland!
So, what's your own name?
My name is Belio Martinez.
And tell us what's on your sign there.
Kamala, you dumb bitch.
And what's on the other side?
Oh, nothing.
Oh,
it's just Kamala, you dumb bitch.
Oh, Trump for peace, I see on your
Trump
shirt.
Trump for peace. We're done with war. We don't want war in the Middle East. We don't want war in Ukraine and Russia. The world was pretty peaceful when Trump was around. People called him crazy, but whether people were scared of him or respected him, people were not messing around when Trump was around. So we definitely want peace in the USA and in the whole world. We want a great economy like we used to have. We want a good, safe border, right? People are still open to come in, but you know, there's a legal process for it. And we just want the world to function the way it's supposed to. And let's just stop killing each other, right?
And why do you think that message, Trump's message, resonated with so many people across the country?
Because, one, he was an outsider, right? So from the beginning, even Republicans didn't want him there. So he's an outsider. He's someone who when... You know, a lot of politicians talk about like cleaning the swamp, and he's the only one you can trust because he's not from the swamp and he's trying to clean it up. So just, we need him back. We need him back.
Have you always been a Republican supporter?
No. So originally, as a black and Latino man, I grew up as a Democrat. So for years, I was a Florida Democrat. But once he had that rally in the Bronx, I switched to a New York Republican. And it's not about being Republican or being Democrat, because they're both the same. They're both the same shit. So is Trump changing the Republican Party? Is him really draining out the swamp, getting out of these career politicians like Mitch McConnell, who've been there for the longest and has done nothing for the people. So we need him back, and I stand for what he stands for, his policies, America and the world under Trump was way better off.
So what's your own name?
Colleen.
Nice Irish name, Colleen.
Yes, yes.
So you've got your Make America Great hat on.
Yes,
you're in celebratory mood.
I hear you're broke. Yes, yes, yes. Grandparents are from Dublin and Tipperary, yes.
Okay, well, I won't hold the Tipperary thing against you.
Okay, okay.
So tell me this. Why do you think Donald Trump's message resonated with so many people?
Because nobody's talking to us, the middle class, the lower class, the working class people. No one's talking to us. I don't want to hear Hollywood, Oprah, J-Lo, tell me how I should vote. You left the Bronx, sweetie. I've lived in the Bronx for the last 32 years. Where have you been? Kamala, while I understand she's vice president, an invasion happened under their watch and they allowed it to happen. They ignored it. We can't take in millions of people illegally walking in over our border, handing them all sorts of benefits that our own American citizens don't get. I'm sorry. You're not resonating with the middle and the lower class people. You're not. You're ignoring us as always. This man, a billionaire, I got more in common with her than I do with her, with him than I do with her.
And what then do you hope? What then do you hope he might do over the next 4 years? How different do you hope the country would be in 4 years' time?
We're going to secure this border. We're going to deport as many illegals as we can. We're going to get our economy back on track. And we're going to put Americans first. Americans first, and it's not against immigrants. I want this to be very clear. My grandparents were immigrants. I grew up with my grandparents. 90% of the kids I grew up with were children of immigrants, some of them immigrants themselves. It's not against them. It's doing things the right way. You had to do it the right way. My grandparents had to do it the right way. Do it the right way. We can't just have people coming in here. They were on the streets begging for food. They were on the streets begging for money. That's not acceptable. With their children, that's not acceptable. And then I got to hear this one over here. What are you watching? It's what I'm seeing, sweetheart. We did this illegal invasion 40-ish years ago. Anybody who grew up in Upper Manhattan like I did knows what happened. And it was ignored by politics. And that happens under Republican president. That happens under Reagan and under Bush Sr. We had an illegal invasion that happened uptown Manhattan. And it was ignored. And I said, it's got to hit the rest of America for it to be a problem. And boom, it did. In 2024, it did.
Colleen, have you always been a Republican voter?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And, well, I mean, is there anything that would have tempted you to vote for Kamala Harris?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not going to vote for her because she's a woman. I don't play this color shit. Oh, she's a woman of color. What the? We all got color. Some more, some less. Stop it with this color nonsense. Personally, I don't think that a woman should be president of this country because when you're dealing with a lot of the world, women are not respected. People aren't going to want to agree with that, but they're not respected. You're dealing with people in the Middle East. You think the Habibis over in the Middle East are going to respect women? Nah. Not happening. Not happening. So I still wouldn't vote for her. I wouldn't vote for a Democrat. Democrats have jaded. New York City Democrats have jaded me where I cannot support them because I see what they do. I see what happens when they come into neighborhoods and they ruin them with their policies and their pandering. They're pandering to violent criminals all the time. Drug addicts, junkies. I work on 56th Street between 6th and 7th. We have a whole junkie den going on over there. No one cares. And I've complained. No one cares. It just moved to 57th Street. Okay. Bravo. You did a great job. And they get reelected. I can't vote for them. So.
Colleen, thanks a million for
chatting. You're welcome. You're welcome. Probably.
When I was at college.
So, what's your own name?
James Connolly.
Is it now, James? Good man.
I'm the ghost. A great man.
So, you've got a cap of another guy, Donald Trump, in your head. He's a great man, is he?
Well, that goes without saying, really. I mean, look, I mean, later on today, the Trump hater crowd will inevitably be here to yank our chain. And so, you know, today is Liberation Day in the USA, and Irish eyes are smiling. When Irish eyes are smiling, all the world is, shoot me like an Irish soul. IRA all the way.
So why do you think Donald Trump's message has resonated with so many people?
Why what?
Why is Donald Trump so popular?
That's a good question. And I, you know, in a nutshell, he's straight up, no chaser. And he gives you an unvarnished, you know, raw, and he's not a phony. And, you know, the reason he got, well, look. I mean, look, I like his style. And, you know, he's real New York. And, like, I used to be a Trotskyist. Like, who's that, Bernadette Devlin? How's she doing?
Yeah, okay.
She's still... Okay, well, I changed. See, Trump saved my life, really. Now, I was a trot, like Bernadette, and so on. But I found myself at a certain moment in a situation where something happened out where I live in the forgotten borough of Staten Island, a lot of Irish. And, you know. And I needed all hands on deck when Eric Garner got killed by a racist cop who lives three blocks from my house. And I need all the comrades to show up, and none of them would. And I realized I hear Trump on the radio, like I'm talking to you on the radio, right? And Trump's saying, I want peace with Putin. I said to myself, oh, wait, time out. My comrades won't get on a ferry boat. They're too lazy. But they're leading the world revolution. And you're putting your hand in my pocket. And I realized how phony, you know, in New York. You get it? And that my whole life was like a kind of a, I don't know. And then Trump saying what? I want peace with Putin. Maybe, maybe, maybe not. But let's try. Rather than blow the planet up. And I said, hold, isn't that me? Isn't that me to a T? And I said, shouldn't I help him? This guy's a big deal. He can get stuff done. So now, you know, Woodward, you know the famous Bob Woodward. Well, he's just an old Russia, Russia, Russia with that book, as far as I could tell. I got a stack of his book. No. I mean, he did. Look, now wait. So Woodward chewing Trump underwear for being on the phone with Putin rather than blowing the planet up. Now, he's doing the right thing, isn't he? So that, it's called diplomacy. It's called what? Diplomacy. And instead of like, well, you're Hitler. Well, you know, you want to blow the planet up? You keep doing that. You keep talking that way. And, you know, I'm almost half Ukrainian, by the way. Slovakian, 50 miles. My grandparents, God bless them, lived in Novo, 50 miles from Western Ukraine border. So I'm almost Ukrainian. And, you know, it's like, you know, Northern Ireland, I got to tell you, Protestants and Catholics, at some point you got to bury the hatchet and move on. Don't you?
You do.
The island of saints and sinners, a terrible beauty, was born. Yeats, the land of Yeats, James Joyce, Sean O'Casey. Who am I leaving out? Brendan Behan? Who am I leaving out?
Too many to count.
Beckett, Waiting for Godot, Lucky and Go.
There is still a buzz in and about this building. Plenty of supporters here. And given, listen, the misgivings many will have about a Trump presidency, a second Trump presidency, he is the man of the hour. He is the victor, and to the victors, the spoils. And to his supporters, we will give the final say. So, Deborah, no wild guesses as to the mood you're in today. Tell me about how happy you feel.
I'm elated. I'm elated for Trump. I'm elated for our country. It's a very big relief from the communistic rule that we've been under for the last 4 years. You've got Latino kids here in this city alone. One of them, Amel and his sister, I saw at the Coney Island Pier one day, and he was in tears, near in tears, crying, because he said, we just can't stand this anymore. 4 years of this, these illegals here in our city. And he's Latino, he's born and raised here. So that, if that gives you just a little, you know, small portion of, you know, how we feel, of how despicable it's been to be under practically communist rule for the last 4 years.
You know. So what do you think Donald Trump now will change as president?
Well, first of all, Donald J. Trump loves God, that's obvious. So I believe he will be under the rule and leadership of God Almighty and his son, Jesus Christ. I believe that is the lifestyle that he lives. and that he, that is the way he will rule our country, which is what we were founded on to begin with, the principles of God, and through his son, Jesus Christ. So I believe that he will do the best for our country, and he will not be selfish.
Do you think that he always lived by those principles, or that he came to embody them after a time?
I think he progressed. I think even out of his own mouth. Of course, he was raised in the church, a Presbyterian church. I've been to it down in Bedminster, New Jersey. I've seen his Bible that his mother gave him at age 5 in the Bible Museum. But it's like I tell people, as a missionary, because I am missionary towards him, Deborah, missionary of encouragement. And that's what I thrive on doing. You can go to church, this church right here, if you want to, 7 days a week. But it doesn't mean that we know Christ or that we even know God or know about him. So it takes a personal relationship. And I think that Trump has progressed in that over his, you know, years and age.
Had Kamala Harris won, what do you think it would have meant for the country?
I believe, honestly, that a lot of people would have killed themselves. I truly believe that. Because I would not have been one of those. I'm not in that category, but I'm just saying there are a lot of people that wouldn't be able to continue to live under communistic rules and regulations and all the laws and everything that we've been through for the last almost 4 years.
Why do you think, say, outside of a city like New York, say, you go out to kind of rural America, why do you think Trump's message resonated with so many people?
Because they're really tired. We're not used to being under such, like, communistic rule. That is not what America is about. We're about freedom, freedom in Christ, freedom of, you know, that God gave us this country. You know, you can say MAGA all day, make America great again, but if you don't keep God first, because that's what our country was founded on, that is what has made our country be the greatest country. You know, and why all the other countries seem to be jealous of us. And also that we don't have to have a visa to go to certain countries, I just learned. I'm like, oh my gosh, no wonder they're jealous of us. But anyway, I mean this in the funniest and best of ways. It's, you know, we just have to keep God first. And I believe that that's what Trump is trying to do. You know, he's not trying to put himself in the place of God.
Thank you for speaking to me.
Thank you, sir. God bless you very much and your country.
So you've got the hat on, Make America Great Again?
Yes, make America.
Vote Trump, baby.
Vote Trump. Listen, Make America Great Again. We're going to see the rise of America, the golden age, like he said. I believe it.
Yeah, and why? What do you think is going to change over the next 4 years?
Listen, you know, I think one of the things that stood out to me is just the economy, right? We want a booming economy, and right now we've had record numbers of inflation. You're working hard. The money's not going anywhere. We want to buy homes in America, the American dream, and it's out of reach right now, and we need it back. We want it back. And it's not about black versus white. It's about every American, all right? So the Democrats have been pushing that agenda, and yeah, America's had a racist past, but we're going to change that, and I don't think Trump is racist. I think he's somebody who's about business, all right? And business has no race.
And can I just ask, because, yeah, so there's been a lot of talk about all the different demographics and the young person of color, the young male person of color vote. And I often kind of wonder, say, from my point of view, coming from Ireland, do you sometimes kind of resent that you're all put into this kind of one massive category, kind of all young men of color?
Yeah, listen, everyone...
Because what you care about is probably very different from what a young man of color cares about in Montana.
Right. Listen, we're in America, free speech, free thinking, right? And when you know better, you can do better. That's all I can say in reference to that, you know? So we're all individuals and, you know, I want to win. America's a winning country and we want to continue to win. That's all I have to say about that.
Thanks a million for stopping.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Well, you're visiting, are you?
I'm from Sydney, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you come up here to see Trump Tower?
No, I didn't.
Have you any interest?
I tried to avoid it like the plague. In fact, I was actually going to come and see Gucci. It's too early.
Like someone like me then is just here visiting.
Yep.
What do you make of the decision they made here last night?
Look, as an Australian, it's not my politics, although it does affect the rest of the world. I mean, it's an obscure one, but I don't know enough about American politics to understand it. But clearly there's a whole undercurrent of people that didn't feel like Kamala was speaking to them. I'm a bit shocked, to be honest.
Do you think the
sun rose this morning, and like as some of us that probably weren't pro-Trump, you know, I thought the world was going to end, but this morning's a beautiful day and life moves on. So we'll see what happens, I suppose.
Well said. Thanks a million.
No worries.
That's just what a few of the Trump supporters here outside Trump Tower have had to say. That brings an end to our time in the States. Can I say a huge, huge thank you to all of the team here at the Fitzpatrick Manhattan, to the Fitzpatrick Hotel Group, rather, to Chris O'Sullivan and Shane Cookman, who were so supportive, to John Fitzpatrick himself. A massive thank you as well to our team back at base, to Dara Faulkner, Sophie McDevitt, Caleb Brennan, Kate Gunnell. And here in New York, couldn't have happened without the hard work of Claire Collins, Mark Simpson, and Killian Ginnity. Our tech ops, our sound engineers, everybody else who helped make it sound so smooth, to Michael Quilligan, to Ken Doran, to Peter Malloy. A lot of people to thank, but a lot of work goes in to a big broadcast like this from the US over 3 days. We are going to be back, business as usual, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, from News Talk Towers in Dublin, where another election is about to get underway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.